Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's bilingual Faber Theater. I'm Snow from 5E.
大家早上好，欢迎收听今天的双语寓言小剧场。我是主播董一凡。
Today, we'll share a story about mirrors and hearts, the house of 1,000 mirrors.
今天我们要分享一个关于镜子和心灵的故事，千镜之屋。
Long ago, in a small faraway village,There was a place known as the House of 1,000 Mirrors. A small, happy little dog learned of this place and decided to visit. When he arrived, he bounced happily up the stairs to the doorway of the house. He looked through the doorway with his ears lifted high and his tail wagging as fast as he could.
很久很久以前，在一个遥远的小村庄里，有一座被称为千镜之屋的房子。一只快乐的小狗听说了这个地方，决定去看一看。它蹦蹦跳跳地爬上楼梯，来到了房子的门口。它竖起耳朵，尾巴摇得飞快，好奇地朝门里望去。
To his great surprise, he found himself staring at 1,000 other happy little dogs with their tails wagging just as fast as his. He smiled with a great smile and was answered with 1,000 great smiles just as warm and friendly.
让他大吃一惊的是，他看到了一千只同样快乐的小狗，它们的尾巴也摇得和他一样快。他露出了一个大大的笑容，立刻得到了一千个同样温暖友好的笑容作为回应。
As he left the house, he thought to himself, "This is a wonderful place. I will come back and visit it often."
离开的时候，他在心里想，这真是个美妙的地方，我一定要经常回来。
In the same village, another little dog, who was not quite as happy as the first one, decided to visit the house.He slowly climbed up the stairs and hung his head low as he looked into the doors.
在同一个村子里，还有另一个小狗，它不像第一只小狗那么快乐。它决定去那座房子看看。它慢慢地爬上楼梯，低着头朝门里望去。
When he saw the 1,000 unfriendly-looking dogs staring back at him, he growled at them and was horrified to see 1,000 little dogs growling back at him.
当他看到一千只看起来不友好的小狗正盯着他时，他对着他们低吼起来。可他惊恐地发现，那一千只小狗也对着他低吼。
As he left, he thought to himself, "This is a horrible place, and I'll never go back there again."
离开的时候，他在心里想，这真是个可怕的地方，我再也不会回来了。
The story ends here. When we face the world with kindness and joy, the world will be kind and joyful to us. When we look at the world with anger and hostility, the world becomes hostile.
故事到这里就结束了。当我们用善意和快乐去面对世界时，世界也会回以善意和快乐。当我们带着愤怒和敌意去看待世界时，世界也会变得充满敌意。
That's all for today's bilingual fable theater. Thank you for listening.
今天的双语寓言小故事到这里就结束了，感谢大家收听。
See you next time.